It's Murray Warren up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, with Canadian Outback Adventures and Events. Yeah, my colleague is Cheryl Hansen, and yeah, she was talking with you, and hey, I was just was wondering, can you talk for a brief moment?
Yeah, I got about 5 minutes before I go to a meeting.
Okay, cool. What city are you guys in?
Corporate office in California. I am located in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent. So, and as I understand it, you do most of all the events or, group activities or team building stuff for LSI?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Cheryl is not in today, and I wanted to follow up with you. And I think she sent over a couple, PDFs about our entertaining, innovative group activities and that we've been doing for hundreds of similar companies for over 10 years now. And we sent over an email outlining, our value proposition about how we can just make your life easier and remove some of the balls you might be juggling in the air. And put on some events that may, increase the morale and break down the barriers and just make you look really good and increase productivity over there at LSI. I was just curious to find out, what are the one or two things that you like best about the information we sent you?
To be perfectly honest with you, I haven't really had a chance to take a look at it because I've been kind of busy.
Not a problem at all. I totally understand. It's end of summer, you're winding things up for back to business in September. Gosh, it's like the last 4 months of the year. Can you believe it?
No, I can't tell you the truth.
I know, it's terrible. But did you have a good summer over there in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I did, to be honest with you. I did a lot of traveling back and forth and more business than pleasure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah, it is. After a while.
Yeah. Hey, I was curious, as we look towards the future, going from, the last, 4 months of 2011, going into 2012, what's the sort of like the busy time of the year for putting on events over at LSI or entertaining functions, for your employees and staff? Is there sort of spikes and valleys or when is it busy?
Well, we're actually getting ready to go into our busy part of the season, and then it slows back down in December and then picks back up again in January, February.
Okay.
And it blows back down again July and August.
Okay, that makes sense. And I was just curious, what kind of an event at that time when you're looking to do an event and something that's entertaining or a group activity, what kind of events would you be looking at doing for your team over there when something comes up?
Honestly, it just depends on what they're looking to do. If it's just team building to bring, and it just depends. And we try to tie it into the different themes.
Sure.
Of the programs.
Okay.
So it really depends.
Oh yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? For sure. And as a rule, let's say there was an event going on, approximately how many people would you, be putting this on for?
Well, it could go from anywhere from 50 to 300.
Okay. And is there any way, can you maybe dialogue just a little bit, typically what you've done in the past for some of these events?
I don't know. We've been doing so many things. Nothing particular comes to mind, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
What we do for activities, if it could be an amusement park to culinary to wine blending. It just depends.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a real mixture of stuff, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It just depends on who it is and who it involves.
Yeah, exactly. So you're the lady, coordinating this and orchestrating this. What would be on your sort of dream wish list to improve or change anything with the planning and the implementing of events for your company?
That people do things on time.
Uh-huh. Do your staff show up?
They show up. It's just meeting deadlines.
Yeah, exactly. That's always that's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
I'm just wondering, you said that maybe January, February, March is, there's probably stuff going on, in that sort of quarter of 2012. I'm just wondering if we could anyway throw our hat into the ring and maybe just give you sort of an alternate sort of quote or proposal on some of our exciting, you know, innovative, you know, corporate entertaining events that we do. And what we've done is we've created like a 15-minute multimedia visual presentation. It's just right over the internet. And it'll show you, you know, so visually some of our, we put on like reality, you know, show, reality TV show based events like Survivor and Cake Boss, The Amazing Race, So You Think You Can Dance. And a lot of people really dig it. It's a lot of fun. And within minutes, people, like, you would just look at your team of people and go, like, I can't believe they are interacting like this, you know, making cakes, you know? So, you know, I'm just using that as an example, but I'm just wondering, with this multimedia presentation, it'll really give you a good visual on this, the payback, the advantages, you know, for your company as the event planner. And I'm just, you know, wondering, there's no obligation or commitment at all, but we sure as heck would love to just show you this, maybe 10, 15 minutes this week or next. Is there any way you could fit that into your busy schedule at all?
Yeah, I can do that.
Sweet. Well, you know, looking at your calendar book, you know, this week's obviously a write-off, but is next week Wednesday or Thursday, might that fit at all?
Which day?
Wednesday or Thursday of next week?
No, I'm on vacation next week.
Okay, sweet. How about the week after? Or are you gone for 2 weeks?
Nope, I'm only going for a week.
Okay. So,
all that week of that on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday would be fine.
How about the week after the Tuesday? And that is, was that September 14th?
Yep, 14th is fine.
Okay, how about the 14th? And pardon me, you're in Pennsylvania, so we're on Pacific time. Are you on Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you've got 3-hour time difference than us. So you're at 12:31. You're at 2:30 over there.
Uh-huh.
It's almost quitting time. That's awesome. So how about give us have mercy on our tired souls over here on the West Coast, because we don't want to get in here at 5:30 in the morning. But is there any way we could do it maybe at 9:30 Pacific time, which would be 12:30 your time on the 14th?
That's my lunchtime.
Oh, okay. So how about we bump it up an hour and make it 10:30, which would be 1:30 your time.
That'll be fine.
Okay, awesome. We're so grateful. So let's just, and I'll send an email to you. But so let's just say 1:30 Pennsylvania time on September 14th.
That'll work.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a real nice relaxing vacation.
I'm going to try. We'll see.
And don't even think about work at all.
You got that right.
Don't take your cell phone and don't take your laptop. You hear me?
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, look, we're grateful to allow us to throw our hat into the ring. And we'll see you online September 14th at 1:30.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You make it a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.